SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump winning the New Hampshire primary by a convincing margin. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
As expected, Donald Trump swept to victory in the Granite State, clinching his second straight victory in his quest for the 2024 GOP nomination.
Well, I want to thank everybody. This is a fantastic state.
Rival Nikki Haley says some political pundits seem to think the race is as good as over.
Well, I have news for all of them. New Hampshire is first in the nation. It is not the last in the nation.
Haley hopes to fare better in her home state of South Carolina, which holds its GOP presidential primary February 24th. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. urges Ukraine's allies to bridge the gap with the White House and Congress negotiating for more military funding.
The Pentagon has no more money to bring to the table to help Ukraine fend off the Russian military.
We must not waver.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin addressed members of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group from his home in his first public appearance since he was hospitalized after complications from prostate surgery.
Putin hopes that missiles and drones will demoralize the Ukrainian people and break the fighting spirit of the Ukrainian military. So I urge this group to dig deep, to provide Ukraine with more life-saving ground-based air defense systems and interceptors.
At the White House Monday, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre conveyed optimism that a deal might be near. Jennifer King, Washington.
CEOs of Alaska Airlines and United Airlines say they're frustrated and angry about ongoing manufacturing problems at Boeing. United CEO says his airline will consider a number of alternatives to buying a new version of the Boeing 737 MAX. This is SRN News. Trouble is brewing in a popular video gaming community.
60 million people use Roblox every day, but lately the platform has suffered from several incidents in which people tried to groom minors for sexual abuse. A group of parents is now suing Roblox and demanding that the platform, whose users are predominantly children, improve its safety features. Moms and dads are also being advised to use the parental controls on the site, limit access to credit cards, and monitor what their kids are up to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Christians in India bracing for more persecution ahead of national elections there. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has opened a controversial Hindu temple built on the ruins of a historic mosque. The event, designed to galvanize Hindu voters, and many fear it will lead to more acts of violence against the country's Christian minority. This is SRN News. Alabama plans a very controversial execution coming up Thursday. Here's correspondent Rita Foley.
It's the first time any state has tried this method of execution. On Thursday, the state of Alabama plans to execute Kenneth Eugene Smith by strapping him to a gurney and using a gas mask to replace breathable air with nitrogen, depriving him of oxygen. The Alabama Attorney General's office calls it the most painless and humane method of execution known to man. Experts appointed by the UN Human Rights Council say they believe the execution method could violate the prohibition on torture. I'm Rita Foley.
Wall Street numbers for Tuesday. Dow Industrial slipping 96, finishing at 37,905. S&P 500, though, was up 14 points for the day at 48.64. More details at srnnews.com.